My name is Tom Bradshaw, and I live in Natural Bridge, but I've had my working life in Lexington, Virginia.
So one day you woke up and thought you wanted to own a caboose.
Well, I was watching on public television, I was watching a story about this lady that was restoring a lighthouse off the coast of Maine, and the camera was right on her, and they zoomed in on her, and the voice behind the camera said, well, why does anybody want to restore a lighthouse? She said, everybody loves a lighthouse and a caboose, and I clean jumped out of the chair when she said caboose. I said, whoa! So the next day, I said, I think I'm going to devote 2 hours to this thing and see how far I get. So I got on the phone and called Norfolk Southern, and they had just merged with New York Central or whatever, and so I said, I need a caboose. And the man down there named Gary Bible. Gary said, no, you're not going to get one. I'm in charge of them. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, they all committed to little communities all up through the Northeast, and so that we could got good PR up there, and you're not getting one. I said, all right. So I hung up the phone, and I said, well, that two-hour shot. Went across the street and met my friend Harris over there. I sat down with him, and he said, what you been doing? I said, I'm trying to find a caboose. He said, wood or steel? And I said, well, I want a wood one. And he said, well, let's see. Can you meet me Sunday? I said, all right. So came out here, and he wanted to put it across the yard here. I said, I want it right there. And he said, well, it's going to take a great big crane to get that thing up there. And I said, well, you know, that's what they build big cranes for. Let's see what we can get one. So anyway, Will Harris had them in his inventory. Had this one out in Goshen. And it was all the pieces. I mean, it was a derelict. But I went out and looked at it, and he said, I can bring it in here next week. So he came in with his equipment and leveled that space there, and he put in the ballast, and he put in the ties, and he put in the rails, and he brought his lowboy in with two trucks on it, and he set the trucks up on there, and next thing you know, a lowboy comes in with this cab in there. And then we get everything ready, and everything is staged, so our objective is to get the crane back out of here because it costs so much to rent a crane. So crane back then, they picked the car up and took it up and set it down on there. And then the crane left, and we had a car, and he said, give me a check. So anyway, it took us about 5 years. Roy Rogers did all my work on it. He did all the work on it. Roy deserves all the credit. I did a lot of thinking. He did the work. And it took us a while to figure out how to get all the stuff in there. The bed was made by some Amish people up in Ohio. An Amishman up there made that bed so we could get it in there, and then so we'd have drawers under it, and so he even had an Amishman make the mattress for it. And then Acme Company in New York would make this apartment-sized galley thing, and so I asked them if they could make me one to go through a 20-some-inch door. She said, well, it's going to take a smaller than we normally make, but I'll make it for you. I said, all right. So she made it, and we just took it right in there and set the galley in. And there's an antique settee in there, and I found it in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Then we had to build a bathroom, and I wanted this bathroom to be 5x5. Well, we had 18 inches in the hall left, so Roy called me one day. He said, I got to have an inch of that hall. I said, Roy, you can't have it. He said, well, I got to ask, well, I'm going to be able to get down the hall if you do that. So anyway, he moved the wall an inch. We got this small shower in there, and the door would swing back against the wall. And then I was looking for a sink that was like the ones that were in Yosemite Park. Thanks, my wife brought my brain back to life. Yosemite Lodge had these wonderful little pedestal sinks in the corner sinks, and they had a little backsplash on them. So I went to my local hardware, and the guy said, I just saw one in the catalog just like that. I looked at it, and there it is. So it's in here, and that's how that came about. So a lot of other stories I can tell you about it, but then I had all the iron work and all made, the iron stairs. I don't like wood stairs, so I had those iron stairs custom made, and then I had the little awnings made. And
did you know what you were going to do with the caboose when you're done?
I knew I was going to do it as a vacation rental, yes. I built this cabin for the same reason. In 91, I built a cabin, and so it's a vacation rental. I never spent a night in it. But that's what I wanted to do, and so I figured little kids would like it as much as I do, and they do. The ones that just left a note in there. The little boy didn't want to leave. So anyway, that's my story. And there's a lot more too. I could bore you to death with it, but that's my story.
Great. And your full name again?
Thomas C. Bradshaw, Jr. And I've been a photographer most of my life in Lexington. I graduated from Brooks Institute as an honor graduate, and then moved here and bought a studio and operated for 35 years and retired.
Nice.
That's my story. My whole life story, pretty much. Like.
And Tom, to find out more about your caboose and the Junction website.
Well, it's guestcaboose.com is what it's called. And I designed the website and built it and put it up and all of that. And then Virginia Log Cabin is the other one, virginialogcabin.com. And then I have another one called 1780stonehouse.com. And they're all my sites that for vacation rentals, the three of them. And good retirement business. We are now in our late 70s, and we're still trucking along with our little business. So, and having a lot of fun with it, too, obviously.
Any future visions for adding something more?
Well, I'm working on a project now to try to create more parking for my one in town. But I'm not going out here. We are reaching the end of our run, and so we've got to start thinking about how all this has got to, this tent's got to be folded, but Ringham Brothers went, and we can too, I guess.
Well, Tom, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. You can have to think any way you want to.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.